Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday hump day. That means Chuck Moose will join us top of the next hour. The president of Citizen Outreach. He did a great piece looking ahead to 2020 and relative to state politics. And what we need to do to bring some reason, some sanity back to governing in the great state of Nevada. Chuck Muth will join us top of the next hour. Megan Barth will join us as well at 10:30. Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance, will join us. He does every month or so, he joins us. And hopefully we're going to connect with Tammy Bruce. Tammy Bruce is going to be in town, going to be in Reno 1 week from tonight. Featured speaker and the big spring celebration for Nevada Policy Research Institute. We'll get her on the line and find out what's going on. First, though, I want to bring you from last night. We had dueling presidential candidates in the state of Iowa. We had the president there speaking to a big crowd. We had Joe Biden in Davenport speaking to what looked to be a pretty good-sized crowd. And what they said and how they said it makes you think that if it ends up with these two going at it in a general election, that it will be mean, it will be nasty. First of all, let's go to cut one. Let's go right to the beginning. As Joe Biden made what I consider to be an amazing campaign promise, and it's not one that he can necessarily fulfill. But this was Joe Biden in Iowa.
You know, a lot of you understand that what loss is, and when loss occurs, you know that, you know, people come up to you and tell you, I understand if you lose a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, a family member, and lots of times you feel like saying, you know, they say, I know how you feel, and if they hadn't, you look at them, you know they mean well, but you say, you have no idea how I feel. But when it happens to you, you know. That's why I've worked so hard in my career to make sure that I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer.
That is a campaign promise that he might not, and probably, you know, considering that we're talking about January of 2021, I'm not sure if that's a campaign promise he can fulfill, but he made it anyway. Then last night, in Davenport, Iowa, Joe Biden gave a hint of what is to come and went right after the president of the United States. Cut to Joe Biden in Davenport, Iowa.
Donald Trump and I are both in town today. Or in, at least in the state today. Wasn't planned that way, but I hope Trump's presence here is maybe a clarifying moment for us all. American farmers have been crushed by his tariff war with China, and No one knows that better than the folks of Iowa. You know, he thinks that being tough, he's being tough. Well, it's easy to be tough when someone else is feeling the pain and taking the hit. How many farmers across this state and across the nation have had to face the prospects of losing their business, losing their farm because of these Trump tariffs? How many times have they gone to bed staring, I mean literally staring at the ceiling, wondering what's going to happen tomorrow, wondering where they're going to make it? And how about manufacturing? Trump's tariffs and trade wars are hitting a lot of American manufacturing, especially the American automobile industry, choking it within an inch of its life. You know, one of my proudest moments, and I know I got blamed for pushing for the bailout of General Motors and the automobile industry. One of my proudest moments was when President Obama and I led the rescue of the American auto industry. We knew that it meant millions of jobs in the automobile companies and the supply chains. We also knew that it meant the pride of the nation was at stake as well. Now, watching Trump destroy the industry that President Obama helped save is discouraging. You know, I don't think the president really gets the basics. He thinks these tariffs are being paid by China, just like he thinks Mexico is building a wall.
Another good laugh line from the vice president. And meanwhile, the president was also in Iowa last night for a speech. I want you to listen to how the president goes after not just Joe Biden, but after Democrats in general. And that, Trump's success on so many levels is driving the Democrats, the demo rats, crazy. This is cut six. The president last night in Iowa.
We're ending the rampant theft of American jobs, knocking down barriers to American farmers, and opening brand new markets for American agriculture. But despite our amazing success, the Democrat Party has never been angrier. They're so angry. Did you ever see a people so angry? For what? For what? These are angry people. Every day, the Democrat Party is becoming more and more unhinged and more extreme. They're going crazy. Do you love it? I sort of love it, right? They can't see straight. Every day, every single day. You know, they waited for the Mueller report. They were waiting, waiting. That was their guy. He had 18 angry Democrats. All Democrats, many of them contributed to crooked Hillary. And these were the people that were looking at me, did nothing, no collusion. The result comes out, no collusion, leading to no obstruction, no nothing. So now they say, can we have a do-over? No, we don't want to give them a do-over. They're playing games. More than 100 Democrats in Congress have signed up for the Bernie Sanders government takeover of health care, which would eliminate the private health insurance that many of the people in this room have. Democrats also support the $100 trillion Green New Deal. How about that beauty? The Green New Deal. Conceived and made up by a young woman who is, let's see how she works out. Which would totally destroy the American economy. Other than that, it's not bad. They think they can do it for $100 trillion. You know, according to it, if you really go by that rule, every single building in New York would have to be ripped down and rebuilt as a different building. And they have buildings in New York, you wouldn't have windows. The building would be quite good, except you wouldn't have windows. Would anybody like that, a building without windows? I think that would be very pretty, wouldn't it? The Green New Deal, that's a real beauty. The Democrat, but I don't want to talk them out of it. I don't want to go too strong tonight, so I won't. We won't talk about it anymore, because I want them to do it. I want to run against it so badly.
Just squeeze your rage into a bitter little ball and release it at an appropriate time.
Ain't that the truth? We're going to take a break. We're running way behind. Sorry about that. More from the president in Iowa as he draws a comparison between the Democrat agenda and the Republican agenda. They are vastly different. See which one you'll pick. Or we'll get to that coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Welcome to KNNR Talk Radio's historical salute to Genoa. Genoa, originally called Mormon Station when John Reese and his party of mostly Mormons built a trading post in the area in 1851. The trading post began to attract settlers and became a permanent settlement in 1855. Orson Hyde, an elder in the Mormon church, sent to set up a government and survey the town into lots, changed the name of the settlement to Genoa because of his admiration of Christopher Columbus, who was born in Genoa, Italy. The family and staff at Genoa Country Inn, proud to be a part of KNNR Talk Radio's historic salute to Genoa. Come and enjoy modern comfort in a historical setting at the Genoa Country Inn. Whether you're coming for a weekend stay or a romantic stay with your significant other, the friendly, accommodating hosts at the inn will make your stay in historic Genoa pleasant and memorable. For reservations and information, visit the website at GenoaCountryInn.com. That's GenoaCountryInn.com. GenoaCountryInn.com. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, NVTalk.com.
Autocrat! across the state of Nevada. It is live and local now on the Nevada Talk Network. Good to have you with us. Always good to be with you on this Wednesday. That means, of course, Chuck Muth will join us top of the hour. He has done one of his Muth's truths, but it is voluminous and it is incredible. It is incredible. This is amazing, amazing stuff. How to take back our state. We'll talk about that a little bit more with Chuck Muth coming up at the top of the hour. First, I want to take you back to last night. The president speaking in Iowa, and he drew a comparison. I thought this was amazing. He actually drew a comparison between Dems, the Democrat agenda, which features the Green New Deal and gender identity and all kinds of other things. This was the president. This is cut seven. And this was the president last night in Iowa.
The overwhelming majority of Americans support the Republican agenda of great jobs, safe neighborhoods, affordable health care, low taxes, and secure borders. Very simple. Very simple. And the vast majority of the people, not only in this room, but all over this country, oppose the Democrat platform of mass migration, high taxes, high crime, late-term abortion, and later than late-term abortion, hoaxes and delusions. The Republican Party is the party of the American family, the American worker, the American farmer, and the American dream. We believe in the Constitution and the rule of law. We believe in the dignity of work and the sanctity of life. We believe that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the true American way. We believe that children should be taught to love our country, honor our history, and always respect dearly our great American flag. And we believe that all Americans share one magnificent destiny as one team, one people, and one glorious nation under God. We fight on behalf of hardworking citizens who pour out their heart and soul and sweat every day to earn a living and take care of their families. They pay their taxes, follow our laws, raise their children, and safeguard the values that have made America the greatest nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And our country right now is doing so much better in almost all ways than it's ever done before. You look at our economy, you look at our military, you can look at so many different things. We're doing better than ever before. And it's largely because of people like you. You work hard, you work smart, you work honestly, and we just appreciate it very much. Very, very much. Thank you. This land is your home. These American patriots have always been loyal to our country, and now they're finally having a president who is loyal to them. It's about time, isn't it? And every day for the next 16 months, we will keep on fighting, we will keep on working, and we will keep on winning. We're going to win for you. We're going to win again in 2020. Going to win for you.
Okay. To a lot of us, November 2020 is a long ways away. But believe it or not, the first debates are coming up later this month for the Democrats. And let's go to cut eight real quick. The president underscoring the importance of this 2020 election. What is at stake? Here's the president.
The Democrat Party is really now the Socialist Party. The Democrats have never been more out of touch with the mainstream. They're totally out of touch. They want open borders, which brings crime, drugs, human trafficking. Virtually every top Democrat in the country now supports taxpayer-funded abortion right up until birth. And how about in Virginia, where we're not talking about up until birth, but the governor of Virginia said after birth, the baby is born. And you gently wrap the baby. And then you talk to the mother and maybe the father and determine whether or not you're going to execute the baby. This baby is born. And this is what they want. Republicans believe that every life is a sacred gift from God. Thank you. Thank you. You better get out and vote. That's all I can tell you in so many different ways. That your businesses will be taken away. Your taxes are going to be quadrupled. You better get out and vote. It's a very serious thing that's happening to our country. We've never done better. And it's really easy as a socialist to say when you're doing well, let's do this. We're going to take this. We're going to give you free this. And that nothing's free. You're paying for it. Other people are paying for it. There's nothing free. They'll destroy this country.
And that's the President of the United States. Coming up, we're still looking for Tammy Bruce. She's going to be speaking 1 week from tonight, 1 week from today at Peppermill for NPRI's Spring Celebration. We'll talk with her about what she sees as the key issues. As we approach the 2020 reelect. By the way, spoiler alert, I honest to God think there's going to be a big red wave election and that they're going to be talking about values. Values like the president was just talking about. You're going to hear that again and again and again and again. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mm-mm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good, sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another reprieve granted to the last remaining abortion clinic in the state of Missouri. A judge says that Planned Parenthood facility in St. Louis can stay open for now. A Planned Parenthood doctor there, Colleen McNicholas, says,
"The fact that we are here before you today to proclaim this temporary victory is a testament to the fight that we will continue, that our entire community will continue to have access to abortion."
The judge also ruling that the state's Department of Health and Senior Services must decide on the license renewal for the facility no later than Friday, June 21st.
Donald Trump Jr. currently meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee behind closed door, his second appearance before that panel in relation to the special counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia probe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, a mulatto, and a vinyl, a mosquito, my libido.
State of Nevada. It is live and local now. We are your radio program of record, and I'm so excited because coming up next Wednesday, NPRI is going to have the big spring celebration dinner. The headliner is Tammy Bruce. You know Tammy Bruce. You see her on TV. She's a radio talk show host, a New York Times bestselling author, Fox News political contributor, columnist at the Washington Times. Boy, I'd love to see how you get all that on one business card. She is Tammy Bruce, and she joins us from New York City. Good morning, Tammy. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you very much. Yeah, with that description, I'm exhausted already. So there you go.
Yeah, no kidding.
Pleasure to be here.
You're gonna be in Reno at the Pepper Mill for the spring celebration coming up 1 week from today, and without having to do a spoiler alert, give us some idea of the message that you're gonna bring west to Reno.
Well, you know my background. I'm a former leftist community organizer, and one of the things that we relied on as I was organizing was that conservatives would not push back. that conservatives did not realize or understand the seriousness of what we were doing and what we wanted to accomplish. And as I began to see the light, and while I'm still a Democrat, I think it's arguable that I may be more conservative than many Republicans these days. The fact is that Americans in this new information age want information, and they need to be able to get information about why policy matters, what is going on when it comes to culture and politics, and on issues that Americans overwhelmingly agree on. We're always told that we're all divided, right? We've never been more divided. Well, that's bunk. The fact is, Americans want to be free to pursue their American dream. They want their children to have a future better than they've had. They want to know that they can take the occasional vacation. We are entrepreneurs and we enjoy working. Americans, we just simply want to be able to live our lives. But as President Reagan noted, this kind of freedom is only one generation away from extinction. And so what matters with the Nevada Policy Institute, as an example, is the focus on issues and how they're relevant to real people's lives, ranging from, of course, education, government transparency, the nature of the choices we make when it comes to the budget. When it sounds kind of dry and how do you make people care about these things? Well, we're finding that when it comes to the recession that we've lived through, the nature of the debacle of Obamacare and government believing that Americans are rubes, that we don't know how to live our own lives, and every step they take as a bureaucracy is to control us even more. We've got one generation to fix the damage that's done, but the only way we're going to be able to do it is when you have conservatives who can own and understand the conservative message and do the research and convey the importance and relevancy of it to the average American. Nevada has that with the NPRI, and it should be a key example of what conservatives and libertarians, including classical liberals, should want to be able to do. So I'm going to be talking about the value of that, some of the issues. And this transcends whatever party you belong to. It even transcends the argument about elections coming up, but it should inform your idea about who would be best to be voted in and what kind of policies you want these people to discuss.
Again, Tammy Bruce joining us. Her latest book, The New American Revolution, is opening a lot of eyes around the country. Can I assume you will draw something from your latest book for the speech next Wednesday?
Well, I also actually have a new program on Fox Nation, the digital platform over at Fox, that also looks at identity politics, which we know the left focuses on a great deal because they don't want to talk about the details of the issues. Because they know Americans are not have rejected what the left wants to do on the issues. We see that it restricts freedom. But when we talk about a revolution, this is really a reformation that we're seeing happen right now. And whether you like the president or not, the fact is that we're seeing such a level of corruption and secrecy and this belief that only government matters, and that your money belongs with government because you don't know really how to spend it because you're too dumb. And then it gets wasted. And policies that aren't even neutral or ambivalent, but they're policies that make things worse, like Obamacare is an example. Not only did it not change the condition in emergency rooms, everybody ends up paying more. There's less access to health care. And this is typical. For them, the left is like if they were in charge of things, they would send the Hindenburg to save the people of the Titanic. I mean, these politicians and the mentality now that we've dealt with for two generations since Reagan is this idea that Americans just have to be taken care of because they just don't know what's best. This reformation. Even if you don't like necessarily the deliverer of it, which is the president, and I'm a supporter of the president, but it really speaks to the importance of what the average citizen thinks, that we do understand policy, that we do know how these things affect our families, that we want opportunity for everyone, but we don't want, let's say, chaos when it comes to immigration. We want order. We want fairness. That's at the heart of the American ideal. So when we talk about a reformation and a new American revolution, it is about the conservative value of taking us to this value position that trusts the choices of the American individual and stops handing off our power to people who don't necessarily always have our best interests in mind. So the only way we're going to do that is to be able to get back. And the new information age allows us to do this. You know, you do talk radio. It is the last real best town hall we have. But there is the internet, and information is able to be shared more often. And I think that a group, and this should be a template for the country, a group like the Nevada Policy Institute, and for me, being a Westerner, I'm a native Los Angelino, that is classic. It's about knowing information is power, and trusting in the American sensibility to do the right thing with that information, and then using that to know who to vote for and what questions to ask, and also what not to put up with.
I want to ask you, and again, Tammy Bruce joining us, she will be in Reno 1 week from today, the Nevada Policy's Spring Celebration Dinner. It's going to be at the Peppermill. If you want ticket information, go to npri.org. I want to ask you, though, because we've seen how Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, they're trying to take out Milo Yiannopoulos and other conservative voices. And I'm wondering, how long is it going to be until they come for you? How long until a successful national talk show host, that they come looking for you?
Well, you know, this is a big discussion. There's been noise out of Washington about the need to look at some of these conglomerates, if you will, these huge entities, when it comes to the rules of whether they're publishers or if they're platforms. And I think there's a great deal of concern about the, especially with our national conversation centering around social media and the power that certain entities have to change or stop that conversation. I also believe that, you know, and we've got to think about this as individuals, that whenever our communication or our reliance is on an entity that we don't have control over, like Twitter or Facebook, it is important to realize that you're not in complete control. And these are new issues that Americans are facing. But this is something that the current administration, the Trump administration, I think would take seriously, and that Americans are realizing must be looked at when it comes to issues of trust and censorship and the power involved in that. So this is just beginning. And I think that in some ways, having the public involved being aware of these steps that are being taken, and that conversation has to continue, and there can be some pushback. But for all of us, I think that it's important to have the larger conversation, and where all of us also have a sense of responsibility in the nature of how we use mass communication. That is an important conversation to have. We can do it. If anybody in the world can do it, it has to be America because of our commitment to freedom. But remember, we're the best country in the world and the best people because of our system allows us, we can do in some certain ways whatever we want, but then we choose not to. And that is an important value base here, is that Americans have the flexibility to make choices and then to make the best choices. And that's how a nation grows, and it's how we grow as individuals. And that really, because of the freedom we have, because of our founders and the Constitution, it's not always clean. It can sometimes be very messy, but that's why it's exciting to do what we do, because we're right on the edge of this as we face these issues.
Tammy, what did you think yesterday of Iowa? We had dueling presidential candidates. You had the president with a rally speech. You had Joe Biden. The president, I thought, was masterful in that he really essentially drew the comparison between Democrat values and Republican values. Mm-hmm. What did you think of what you saw yesterday in Iowa?
You know, I think it's a perfect example of why the president is the president, is his clarity, And that he doesn't, you know, the transparency. You had on one hand Biden, and this is what the Democrats do. The Biden was saying the president's an existential threat to America. Well, apparently then the Democrats think that the lowest unemployment rate in history is a threat to America, which, of course, is very, very strange. But I think that it's this kind of hyperbole and the scare tactics of the Democrats wanting to divide people up based on fear. It's easier to organize people based on fear. And then the president and his approach has always been on the issues. You might not like where he stands. I happen to like it, but he's clear. You can't deny that. And then his response to Joe Biden was that he's just a dummy. Now, you know, all of us can kind of relate to that. We live in dumb times. This idea that one of the most successful presidents in just a little bit over 2.5 years is somehow a threat to America, when we finally have a view of the future where it will be better than the past, that we're not all holding two jobs delivering pizza, that American hostages are released from tyrants around the world without us needing to pay them bribes, that our economy is an extraordinary reformation of the economy, which is what sets the American people free. And yet the Democrats are trying to demonize that. They don't know what else to do. The president has always been operating on, and this is, I think, a template for others, trust in the American people, an excitement for this country, a deep love for the country. And I think the 2016 campaign changed Donald Trump. I think he met people he never would have met before, of course, realized the passion in the country and the heart and soul of the country. And I think it changed him. And he realizes now, as our champion, that like with Reagan, he's not asking, and nor are we standing, you know, behind him, but it's about standing on someone's shoulders to be able to lift us up and remind us who we are. And that's what Trump is doing sometimes a blunt clarity. But I also think, as we have found, that the American people appreciate honesty. And the president, I think, really reflects this kind of, a lot of people call it patriotism, but I think it's really a love for the nation and what she stands for and the potential for freedom for people everywhere. So that will be the obvious themes. And it's going to be clear the president will be reelected, but it needs to be a strong reelection. And frankly, also the Democrats, we've seen people thought that they might get something done, but it has been an exercise in division and hatred. And that, I think, is not what the American people bargained for in 2016 when they put the Democrats in charge of the House. But I think that this transcends party politics, and it's about whether or not you want to live in fear and in loathing, or if you want to live with an optimistic point of view about what's possible in this country. That's going to be the choice in 2020, and the president will win that battle.
Tammy Bruce,
hello.
Yes, Tammy. I think we lost Kevin somewhere along the line here, but we want to remind folks, go to npri.org, click on the events tab. You can learn more about it. You can also find out more about this event by going to the Nevada Talk Network Facebook page. We've got a link there so that you can come to see you. Looking forward to talking to you soon and looking forward to seeing you over in Reno.
Thank you.
All righty.
My pleasure.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Kevin Wall will be back with us in a moment as we continue Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Claver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Claver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Claver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Great to have you with us live and local now. Want you to hear from Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe or Creepy Joe, depending on who's saying it. Joe Biden was in Davenport, Iowa last night, attacking the president, believe it or not, on values. Listen to this.
You know, the fact is, I've said it many times, that we can overcome 4 years of this presidency. It'll go down in history as an aberration. No, I really mean it. I think we can overcome it. A lot of damage has been done. It's going to take a lot of hard work. But ladies and gentlemen, if he's in the White House for 8 years, he's going to forever change and fundamentally alter the character of this nation. I really mean it. This is beyond the issues. I believe that Trump poses a fundamental threat to America. First, First,
to our core values, what we stand for, who we are, what we believe.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another.
Shut up!
You know, when listening to Joe Biden and the Democrats talk about values, and I always go back to all of the things that the Democrats favor. They favor open borders, no sovereignty, excess regulation, stymie, you know, put a bullseye on the back of small businesses. And that's before you get to fourth-term abortions, you know, like the governor of Virginia, Northam, wanted to do. Well, we'll take it out of the womb. We'll put it in a warmer. We'll wrap it up. We'll keep it warm, and then we'll talk about how to kill it. And the president was very specific last night, very graphic in talking about that very thing. Coming up in the program, very excited. This is going to be a great hour. This may be a Hall of Fame hour. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. You read his Muth's Truths. Really good stuff this week, where he lays out the battle ahead to take back the state of Nevada and how we go about doing it. Also, Megan Barth will be along from ReaganBabe.com in our 11 o'clock hour. Sam Peters, he is running in CD4. Yeah. So you'll be seeing him in Ely and communities all across Congressional District 4. Yeah, and you'll love him. You'll love him when you meet him. Sam Peters with Peters Family Insurance. Small business guy, wants to run for Congress. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Stick around. We got a ton of work to do. Trust me on this one. We will be sprinting to the finish line. Stay right where you are as we continue live and local now.